The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we are here to talk more about Dr. Fate.
That, well, not really Dr. No. Fate specifically. We're here to talk about some of the magic users of the DC universe. You know, it's interesting because even though Marvel is very much a science-based universe, I don't know, magic always seems weird. I always think magic is more in the Marvel universe than the DC universe for me. Like, you know, I guess because the first person, I know Wonder Woman is like, you know, comes from gods and Aquaman worships gods, but...
Yeah, but there's a difference, I think, in what you're talking about between magic mythology.
Well, I guess for me, because I think, because Superman is definitely a science fiction character. And yeah. Then Green Lantern is a science fiction character. The Flash is a science fiction character. Martian Manhunter is a science fiction character. I guess when I think about the DC universe, I think it is more of a science fiction universe. But it's funny because of the golden age tendency of it, it is considered by a lot to be a more magical universe.
Well, that's
or a godly universe.
That is, it's definitely more mythological. Mm-hmm. Because when I think of Marvel as being the science based comic books,
just because everybody gets their powers from nuclear radiation.
Yep. But also because I think of just our association here with Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm.
Ashley, okay, so I have a list from CBR here.
Yes.
Very recent list. It says the DC's 15 most powerful magic users ranked.
DC's? Okay.
Yep, only DC. And I want to ask you, I'm not going to confirm whether or not this is correct because we're going to go through the list, but I want you to make your guess on who you think number one is. Who do you think is number one on this list?
Does the Spectre count as a magic user?
Of course, yeah.
The Spectre.
Okay. Is there anybody that you really want to see on this list?
Zatanna.
Okay, all right. Number 15
Oh, and Raven. I want to see Raven.
Okay. Number 15 is Alan Scott, because Alan Scott, his Green Lantern is technically a Green Lantern of magic.
I mean, okay.
Because it comes from the power of the Star
Heart. This is a CBR list.
Yeah.
Why am I surprised?
But that's actually real. Like in the Golden Age, Alan Scott.
Yeah, but let's be honest. If you click open this list, you're not hoping to see Alan. This is someone who thought they were really clever putting Alan Scott on this list.
Number 14 is everyone's favorite character, Witchfire. She's a Justice League Dark character.
I was like, wait, who?
I have no idea who this. Number 13 is June Moon, the Enchantress, with her eyebrows and her dancing.
My favorite version of June Moon is the DC superhero girls, June Moon.
What do they do with her over there?
She is like the arts and also sort of like gardening teacher. She's really cute. She's a sweetie.
Okay. Number 12 is Cersei, the Amazonian enemy.
Sure. Okay.
Villain of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Number 11 is everyone's favorite character, Eclipso, the rock that takes possession of people.
Sure.
You know?
You keep saying Eclipso, and my brain keeps like flashing to Amazo for some reason.
They're quite different.
I know they are.
Number 10 is a favorite of yours, Tempest. Who is Tempest, Ashley?
Tempest was formerly Aqualad.
That's correct.
Garth. I do like Garth. Yes, technically.
One of the founding members of the Teen Titans.
Technically a magic user, yes. Mm-hmm. Tempest also really, really hot costume. Badass new costume.
That's right.
As a grown-up.
Number 9 is John Constantine.
He's number 9.
Interesting.
I guess I don't think of him as being maybe particularly powerful, but he's certainly, I would say, one of the more prominent.
It says in this list that he has been nicknamed as the Laughing Magician. Which is a weird title.
In by whom?
I don't know.
Where?
I didn't write this article. Actually.
I know, but I'm just like, I don't think so. But okie dokie, next.
Number 8 is Miss Raven of New Teen
Yay!
Titans fame.
Yay! I love Raven. Oh, I'm so happy. Good for her.
Number 7 is somebody that I wouldn't have considered on this list, but now is in the DC universe proper. AKA the original Harry Potter, Tim Hunter of the Books of Magic. Is number 7, created by Neil Gaiman.
I think that's giving Tim a lot of credit.
I think so too.
I know he is a chosen one, right? Because as you alluded to, J.K. Rowling literally ripped this off down to the description.
Harry
of character.
Potter is a ripoff
down
of
to
Neil
him
Gaiman's
having,
Books of
down
Magic.
Down to him having an owl companion.
And a scar on the face.
Yep. And being an orphan, literally everything.
Yep. And the look.
Yeah. Yes, I know he is a chosen one and he is fated, but we don't see a lot of the payoff, which is sort of the whole point of the books.
That's
of magic.
The whole point of the books. Yeah. But they have done ongoing series where they've sort of confirmed.
Or
some
they
of that.
Flashed forward. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not wrong.
They've basically put Tim Hunter in the mainstream DC universe.
I know, but yeah. He wouldn't have been on my list. An inspired choice, I will say, a smart choice.
Number six is a person that I think really deserves a movie, Zatanna.
Yes, baby. I can't believe she hasn't had one yet. Honestly,
what would you do was or a TV show? What would you do with a Zatanna movie? Like who would you make the villain?
I don't know, but okay. But
what would you want? Would you want the tone to be?
The then? Gag that I would pitch for a television show would be that she is a
traveling magician,
true crime host, true crime podcast host.
Who has magical powers that she's keeping secret?
Yeah, maybe. But I would start because true crime obviously very trendy right now, very trendy for women right now. And it, as a television show, like the first pitch, bad pitch off the top of my head, right, is she uses her magical powers to solve maybe some of the cases that she's investigating.
Not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Number five is a character that I've just never been that interested in: the Phantom Stranger.
Yeah, same. I mean, cool.
Yep.
If you say so.
Number four is a character that like a lot of people like, but I just have never really cared for this character. One of the more recent characters on the list. This is number four is Black Alice. Birds of Prey character.
I don't care about.
A lot of people really, really care about.
Yeah.
Number three is a character very important to us, Ashley, who killed one of our favorite heroes, Mordru.
Yeah.
Who killed our favorite fate.
I say this is probably pretty appropriate. Mordru's very powerful. Mm-hmm. I don't love this character, but very, very powerful. Mm-hmm.
Number two is Mr. Don't Call Me Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
Dr. Fate is number two.
Yep.
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 Number two. And number one is, of course, the Spectre.
Yeah.
Who I also think you can make a really badass movie about. There is a DC
Do you
shorts.
Think as the protagonist?
No. You'd have to do
a Justice League V?
No. You would just have to do it like a sort of a horror movie that the Spectre's around.
Okay.
There's a DC short that they did very similar to that where it's like the Spectre is just kind of around.
Yeah.
And the Spectre like punishes the murderer. It's very similar to what I would hope the tone of the new Spawn movie might be, where it's the idea that like Spawn is just sort of like this ethereal force.
And this horror
movie sort of happens, and then Spawn like punishes the person that actually did the murders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched that.
Which is what I think you should do for the Spectre.
Yeah.
Because you can't make the spirit of God, the vengeance of God, a character.
I think that's the reason that we've never really seen a lot of the Spectre is because the Spectre is rooted in a lot of religiosity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how much does a studio want to deal with that or deal with the walking back, you know, like it's just begging for controversy at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, in the rules of the DC universe, definitely one of the more powerful ones.
That's true. All right, Ashley. I mean, are there any magic users of the DC universe that didn't pop up on this list that you were really interested in? Or like, you're like, why didn't this list talk about them? Anybody you want to talk, or you want to talk about anybody we just talked about? I'd love to hear your thoughts on just, you know, DC magic users.
Where's my sweet baby Clarion the Witch Boy and Teekle?
That's a fair
Where
answer.
Is Jason Blood and Etrigan?
Where is Etrigan?
Where is arguably the Al Ghuls?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have questions. Also, doesn't Superman have a slew of magic wielding foes because magic is one of his weaknesses?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Doesn't Superman have a slew of magic wielding foes because
he does. Also, there's like Magpie who's not really a really...
Isn't Shazam technically magic?
Technically, but not. It depend. Again, it's all loosey goosey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like how you want to, you know, think about it. So yeah, it just depends. It really depends.
I think tonally, for what I like magic to be, I think DC nails it. But I also think DC and Marvel share a laziness with the way that they do magic and a convenience
it's powerful.
They use magic, yes, within a superhero world, because magic, particularly something that they label chaos magic, which is a Scarlet Witch problem constantly, it's really hard because a lot of superheroes have hard and fast rules about their abilities, and this allows you a blank slate to do whatever you want. And all writers, it's why in school we don't like assignments when we're able to do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of writers like boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when magic is good, I think DC really nails it. I mean, I guess also my other question is, does Swamp Thing count as a magical character?
I would say yes.
And obviously Swamp Thing but, did not make this list.
But but that's also the thing about like going through lists. That's part of the reason why I like doing the GHL extras on these lists is because, you know, we get to make fun of them.
Well, yeah, somebody commented recently and they were like, I love it. It's just you guys destroying the list. And I was like, thank you.
I mean, that's not intentional, but like, yeah, sometimes you have to be like, come on.
Yeah,
where is Swamp Thing? Where
is Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing.
Also, if you evoked characters from outside of the DC universe that were events brought into the DC universe, we didn't get any of the Endless.
Yeah, that's, and again, that's where you get into the loose thing of like, wait a minute here.
What about Mr. E?
Who can't, oh, Mr. E, I don't even care about Mr. E. Anyways, final thoughts. I guess we've had all the thoughts I don't want us to say that. I think we talked magic to death.
Magic is cool, man.
Yeah.
I love it. It's always a trope I'm here for. What about Madame Xanadu? What about Zombie with an X?
What about Ragman?
What about Pandora?
Nah,
Jeff Johns' favorite creation.
She's best forgotten.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope you have a magical day.
Yeah, I do too.
And I hope you all request to see Doctor Strange Fate as soon as possible.
Look, that's on you to remember because I'm not going to remember.
I'm not going to remember him. It sounds like you didn't enjoy him at all. So he's probably going away for good. It's fine. None of every shot at the bullseye makes it.
I think him and Tex would have a very funny conversation.
Well, that's going to be.
But that's a lot of heavy lifting.
It's going to be impossible to happen. So Thank you almost for listening. Thank you for the support. Have a magical day. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye, super friends.
Bye.